He opened your songbooks to number 835. We'll be singing that in just a second. Just a couple things I've been thinking about, and the lesson will be yours. Recently, I've been spending a lot of time in a nursing home. And it's kind of sobering in a lot of ways. When they put me out of the room from time to time, I wander up and down those hallways in the rooms in there. And you see people in chairs sitting there expressionless. And I've had tried to talk to some of them from time to time and communicate. And it's really hard. You know, some of them, you can't. And the responses I get sometimes, I just am sitting in there and kind of amazed at this. And when I back away and look at all these things, what I see there are people who are waiting to see God, is what that is. You know, Dawn's mother was just told recently she's never going to be going back home. Well, and so all of this, you know, it really affects me a little bit. I get to walking and seeing all these people, room after room. And some of them aren't so bad, but some of them, they're just waiting on to see God. And so I've been studying Hebrews, and it makes me think about a passage that I've been looking at in Hebrews over in the fourth chapter of Hebrews. He talks about in there, he said, and he's finished up in chapter 3 in there, he said about the children of Israel, about their disobedience. And disobedience comes in two forms, what I'm thinking, and maybe you see something different there. It's either just flat rejection or omission. It's what I see when I look at that. And he said, because of that, because of disobedience, he puts that in a classification in verse 19 in that third chapter there of unbelief. And then he lays all that groundwork getting into chapter 4. And look what he says in chapter 4. He says, therefore, because of their shortcomings, and we have them to look back, he said, let us fear, lest while there remains of entering into his rest. He says, well, that sounds like a good thing to me, you know, about fearing. But from all of this, what I've been thinking about with this is that wondering what they have done in their life spiritually, because he goes ahead to tell us in here, you know, that the things they heard, if you read on down in here, the good news. The people back then heard that. And you know what? We have heard the good news as well. But you know what? What are we doing with it? I see those people in there and I wonder, what have they done? Their next step is seeing God. And I think, boy, you know, and it's probably you won't understand until you get on a little bit. But I tell you what. Life being short, I can stand up here all day long. Old people stand up here and tell you life's short. But you know what? Until you're standing here, you don't get it. You just don't. But it's really quick. The people I'm in there visiting, I'm 13 years away from where they're at. And I'm not that I'll be there age-wise. And I'm in there visiting them. You know what? 13 years is short. And I look at this passage in here and see, you know what? People back here heard the good news back then. They're going into the promised land. They heard the good news and they missed it. And you know what he tells us over here? Paul, if he was the writer of this book, tells us in here, you know what? While there is a hope that remains of entering into that rest, he says, you be fearful that you're going to miss it, in paraphrasing that you might miss that. You know what? We can hear a lot of things, but what are we doing with it? Like I'm wondering what those people up and down those hallways, I wonder what they did with it. And yet we're told right here in chapter 4, we can hear it and we can miss it. And I think about what have I done? You know, it's like, and I think about all the times I've talked with people about things, and there's people who tell you that they're like, well, this isn't necessary, or this is not, and you know what, we read and have a different opinion about those things because we read them in here, and just like for baptism, there's people who tell you that baptism is not necessary. You know what they didn't do? Looking on down in the fourth chapter here, you know what? They did not combine what they read with the fear of the Lord and put that together. And I can't remember the words of what he says in here. Didn't Unite them, was what he said. You didn't unite them with faith in what you've just read. You know, what have we done in our lives in that regard? We do it in areas. I think about, remember what I said? I said unbelief comes in a couple of ways. Just flat rejection and omission. What do we look at that we know that we should be doing and are omitting that? I'm not doing it, and maybe think, well, I make it up in some other areas. But you know what that is? When we get into that and start thinking about it, we are just looking at disobedience. That's what that is. You know what those people didn't enter that land for? Disobedience. We've got to look at the things that we study on a daily basis, and I pray we do. As we encounter those things and see them, you know what? We've got to combine, unite those things with faith, because we're saying, you know what? This is what he has told us that I need to do in order to meet the end goal down here, enter that rest. It's what we need to do. And I just want us this evening, and I'll just want us to back up and think. We need to be really careful with what we read about that the good Lord has told us he wants us to do. And we need to unite that with the fact, you know what, he's told us that in order for me to wind up down here in his rest. And so just the encouragement this evening is, don't miss his rest. Be careful with what we study. And we see things and we need to make changes. We need to change those. Don't miss it. Whatever you need this evening, let us know while together we stand and sing.